Come, Holy Spirit, come by the most powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse.
Over 500 years before the life of Jesus Christ, these words were written by the prophet Isaiah. Yet it was our infirmities that he bore, our sufferings that he endured. While we thought of him as stricken, as one smitten by God and afflicted, but he was pierced for our offenses, crushed for our sins. Upon him was the chastisement that makes us whole. By his stripes we were healed. He surrendered himself to death and was counted among the wicked. And he shall take away the sins of many and win pardon for their offenses. That prophecy written 500 years before Christ was fulfilled in the gospel that we heard today, in the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he submitted himself to the cross. Innocent though he was, to redeem us, to save us, to reconcile us to his Father, and to prove his love for us. Today, more than any other day, but every day of our lives, we need to intentionally and consciously give thanks that he was willing to pay that price, so that we could be saved from eternal damnation, so that we could inherit eternal life. And at the very end of his life on the cross, Jesus said, "I thirst." Yes, he was probably physically thirsty after enduring torture and agony. But more deeply, he thirsted for our love. That what he did on the cross, what he did on that terrible day, would not be in vain. But that those for whom he did it would accept and receive that love and return their own. Christ thirsts for our love. And he so ardently desires that we would turn away from sin, having seen the true reality of sin, the true nature of its ugliness and of its evil, that it crucified the innocent Son of God. But also that we would turn away from sin because it is an obstacle for us in loving God. And it is loving God and only loving God that can truly fulfill us, that can truly bring us to the destiny for which we have been created. But Jesus also shows us an example, and he teaches us something in his passion. Following the will of God requires sacrifice. In the agony in the garden, Jesus said that beautiful prayer, "Father, if it's possible, let this chalice pass from me, but not my will. Thy will be done." All of us have to make that same choice. All of us have to deny our own will for the sake of God's will. Because what we want is not always what God wants. And we have to choose. Will we imitate Christ and die to ourselves? Will we sacrifice out of love for God? Or will we just do what we want? Sacrifice is the measure of our love. We're willing to sacrifice for someone when we love them. A spouse, a child, a friend. Sacrifice is the measure of our love. And if we love God, we must be willing to sacrifice for Him. Every day, sometimes big things, but every day, little opportunities to deny our own will, to die to ourselves and to unite that death with the death of Christ. And in doing so, we are redeemed. And in doing so, we grow in our love for God. And we satisfy the thirst of our Lord. Because He loves us with a love beyond our comprehension. And He so ardently desires that we would come to see the incredible love that He has for us. And to see that it is only in doing in His will that we can truly receive that love and allow it to flourish. And so let us this day give thanks to our Lord. Let us turn away from sin. Let us die to ourselves in union with Christ to do the will of God, to return love for love, and so to find true joy.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.